Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, February 15th. Currently, with cloudy skies, it is 29 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is north at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.26. The dew point is 23 degrees, and the current wind chill is 24 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Kansas City police have set up a tips line for people who witnessed the shooting yesterday at the Chiefs Super Bowl rally at Union Station. That investigation is continuing. It wasn't the only fatal shooting in Kansas City on Wednesday. Brandon Dixon reports.
Police investigating after a man was found shot to death on the Paseo. Happened yesterday just before 5 p.m. in the parking lot of an apartment complex. Cops say they have a male suspect in custody, and the victim and suspect were likely acquainted with each other. I'm Brandon Dixon.
The Kansas House overwhelmingly passed Bain's Law on Wednesday, the Police Dog Protection Act. Bain's Law is named after a Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office canine named Bain, who was killed in the line of duty. The Police Dog Protection Act would triple the minimum amount of time served by setting a 90-day minimum penalty while also enacting a minimum fine of $10,000 with an option to include restitution parameters. And Bain's Law also raises the category of crime for harming a police dog to a felony. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported troopers are catching nearly twice as many people driving 100 miles per hour or faster than they were before the COVID-19 pandemic. So to keep Kansas roadways safe, they want to make it a criminal offense for drivers to hit triple digits. The Highway Patrol has taken the issue to the state legislature, introducing a bill to the Senate Transportation Committee to make it a criminal offense to drive 100 miles per hour or faster. In the beginning of 2019, statistics were showing that there were about 1,600 to 1,700 motorists that the Kansas Highway Patrol was able to stop and cite for going over 100 miles an hour, and in 2021, it almost doubled. It's unclear when the hearing on the bill addressing extreme speeding will happen, though the discussion ramped up following the report of a driver being stopped in Saline County for traveling 116 miles per hour on Interstate 135. Troopers say it used to be a rarity to catch someone driving faster than 100 miles per hour. However, unfortunately, it's now a daily occurrence. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers who are searching for talent to take part in the virtual statewide job fair hosted by Kansas Works, and the job fair will be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, February 21st. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said Kansas continues to see a surge in job growth as companies look to expand in Kansas, so there are jobs available for everyone that's looking. He said the Kansas Works team is there to assist all Kansans find employment opportunities at every skill level. The virtual statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation. And to register, you can visit KansasWorks.com and click on the link. A Medicare Advantage enrollment period started on January 1st and runs through March 31st. And during this time, if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan and want to change your health plan, you can switch to a different Medicare Advantage plan with or without drug coverage, or go back to original Medicare. And if needed, also join a Medicare prescription drug plan. To help with Medicare costs, low-income seniors and adults with disabilities may qualify to receive financial assistance from a Medicare Savings Program, or MSP. MSPs help millions of Americans access high-quality health care at a reduced cost, yet only about half of eligible people are enrolled. MSPs cover Medicare premiums and may also cover Medicare deductibles, coinsurance, and copayments if individuals meet the eligibility requirements in their state. Enrolling in an MSP offers relief from Medicare costs, allowing people to spend money on other necessities like food, housing, or transportation. The low-income subsidy program, also called Extra Help, is a Medicare program that helps qualifying individuals pay Part D premiums, deductibles, coinsurance, and other costs, and enrollees can save nearly $300 per year on average, according to estimates. Up to 3 million seniors and people with disabilities could benefit from the Extra Help program but aren't currently enrolled. Individuals who enroll in MSPs automatically qualify for help affording prescription drugs through the Extra Help program. For more information, you can visit cms.gov. On Wednesday, the Kansas House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed Bain's Law, the Police Dog Protection Act, named after Bain, a Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office canine who was killed in the line of duty. Under current Kansas law, anyone convicted of harming or killing a police dog faces 30 days to a year in prison, plus no more than a $5,000 fine. However, the Police Dog Protection Act would triple the minimum amount of time served by setting a 90-day minimum prison sentence and enacting a minimum fine of $10,000, with an option to include restitution perimeters. Additionally, Bain's Law raises the penalty to a Level 3 or 4 non-person felony, and a Level 3 non-person felony charge would occur if the death or disabling happens while the individual is eluding police. Bain, a member of the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department, whose handler was Deputy Tyler Brooks, was killed while attempting to apprehend a fugitive. Kaylin Kirkwood was arrested for his killing, which happened while Bain was attempting to coax Kirkwood from a storm drain. Kirkwood has been accused of strangling Bain during the struggle. In Nebraska news, according to Hall County District Court records, 36-year-old Jessica Fountain of Grand Island was sentenced to 4 to 8 years behind bars for attempted possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute and child abuse after hiding with a toddler while their home was on fire. Grand Island police reported that firefighters responded to Fountain's home on South Eddy Street last June, where they discovered an outdoor grill or smoker was on fire, resulting in heavy smoke within the residence. An arrest affidavit showed that firefighters located her and a 4-year-old child concealed under blankets during a subsequent sweep of the home. Police proceeded to arrest Fountain for child abuse and an outstanding warrant related to the drug charge. A McCook woman that was sentenced for the killing of her husband in 2020 has been granted parole. According to her attorney, Brian Davis, 82-year-old Levita Langdon was granted parole by the Board of Parole on Wednesday morning, February 14th, and was released from the Nebraska Correctional Center for Women in Newark later that morning. Davis stated that she had requested the Nebraska Board of Pardons to commute or shorten Langdon's sentence, which was unanimously granted, and that made her eligible for parole. The charges stem from an August 2020 incident in which Langdon shot and killed her husband, Larry. And in a police statement, Levita Langdon said she had been a victim of domestic violence for 30 years. According to the arrest affidavit, Levita Langdon admitted to shooting her husband and was sentenced in July 2021 to 8 to 10 years in prison on one count of manslaughter in Red Willow County. The affidavit states that she had warned her husband that if he hit her again, she would kill him. On the day of the shooting, Langdon reported that her husband hit her with a balled-up fist on both sides of her face. She then retreated to her room, contemplated killing him for 30 minutes, and subsequently shot him in the chest while he was sleeping. Following the incident, Langdon contacted the police. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development meeting that was held on February 13th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Wally Burton. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, Dale Jacobson, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the executive director, Dallas Goslin, and Amy Levine, the administrative assistant. No members of the public were present, and the January meeting minutes were approved. The director, Mr. Goslin, advised the board of updates to a USDA revolving loan fund and has received approval to pursue the program. And he stated that the office is still working on formalizing the loan process for the application to the USDA. Dallas also announced that the rezoning was approved at the conclusion of a hearing with the City Council for the East Site development. And he gave a recap of the legislative visit to Topeka with the Norton delegation, with an outlook on what to look forward to from the meetings. The first order of new business was the election of officers, and after some brief discussion, it was voted to retain the officers as is, with John Griffiths as president, Wally Burton as vice president, and Amy Levine as secretary. The director advised the board that he would be pursuing the Adopt Grant, which will provide devices and skills training to qualifying individuals based upon socioeconomic status. He said the grant has been submitted, and their office is hopeful to provide new technologies to an estimated 400 individuals in Norton County. Discussion was then held regarding a risk needs assessment for all fire departments that service Norton County. The Economic Development Office, in partnership with Julie Campbell, the County Emergency Manager, is looking into grant funding to improve the quality of equipment, facilities, gear, and more. A risk assessment is required for a majority of grants, so they're laying down the groundwork to pursue as soon as the applications open. The board was also informed that the Economic Development Office has been the recipient of a scholarship from the Mid-America Economic Development Council, and the scholarship will provide mentorship and attendance at a best practices and competitiveness conference in 2024. With no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:34 p.m. The Norton County Community Foundation is excited to announce a new art exhibit at the Gloria A. Nelson Cultural Arts Center in the Heaton Building. Julia Leggett's exhibition, titled Time Well Spent, is on view now until March 1st. Julia grew up in Norton, Kansas, and received her BFA in painting from Fort Hays State University in 2017. In 2021, she received her MFA from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and after receiving her MFA, Julia held a year-long residency at the Lux Center for the Arts, where she found joy in sharing art with the community. Julia currently works and lives in Lincoln, where she serves as gallery director, lecturer at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Julia's work can be viewed in the Heaton Building at 112 South Kansas Avenue in Norton until March 1st. And for more information, you can contact the Norton County Community Foundation office at 785-874-5106, email foundation@nortoncf.org, or you can visit their office in the Heaton Building in Suite 203. Funeral services for Billy D. Cochran, 90, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, February 17th at the First Church of God in Norton, and burial with military honors will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, February 16th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and memorial contributions may be made to the Kansas Honor Flight and sent in care at Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Memorial services for Janet Manning, 74, of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, February 16th, at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton, and interment will follow in the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Norton County. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Thursday, February 15th, also at the church. the family would prefer memorials to Emmanuel Lutheran Church or Norton Cares in lieu of flowers, and they may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School for lunch: macaroni and cheese, little smokies, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, French bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Parmesan chicken, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: it should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 45 and a northeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should become southeast in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a chance of rain and snow showers before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. It should be partly cloudy tonight with a low around 26 and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, becoming north after midnight. The chance of precipitation tonight is 30% with little or no snow accumulation expected. On Friday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 36 and a north wind around 15 miles per hour. And on Friday night, should be mostly cloudy with a low around 17. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 47. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 58. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 62. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 68. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 63. Currently, with cloudy skies, it is 29 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is north at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.26. The dew point is 23 degrees, and the current wind chill is 24 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
This February, get a sweetheart of a deal on an auto loan at United Northwest Federal Credit Union with 5.25% APR on a 2018 or newer vehicle loan. Qualifying members may enroll in any of our loan add-on products and lower that APR even more. Purchase money loans only and other terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Contact one of our friendly loan officers for more information. This deal is only valid February 1st through February 28th, so hurry in. UNW FCU is an equal housing lender and federal insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Chiefs and defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo have signed a new contract extension. Spags is the only coordinator, offense or defensive, to win 4 Super Bowls. He was set to be a free agent heading into the offseason, playing out the final year of his deal while helping his team win yet another Super Bowl. There was urgency on Kansas City's part to get the deal done, and 3 days after the win, they did, per Ian Rappaport of NFL Media. Kansas State women's hoop star Aoka Lee made her return to the floor after missing 6 games following an ankle surgery and didn't skip a beat as she scored 20 points in 33 minutes of action. Unfortunately, the Wildcats fell to Iowa State 96-93 in a double overtime thriller. K-State fell at 21-4 and 10-3 in the Big 12, and they host UCF Saturday at 4 p.m. Kansas beat Cincinnati 75-60 as the Jayhawks have now won 4 straight and sit at 7-6 in the Big 12, and KU takes on BYU Saturday at 5 p.m. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic would like to remind you that you have the power to protect yourself from heart disease. Making preventative appointments with your primary care provider is the best step in keeping your heart health in check. Small, heart-healthy actions like adding more movement to your day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting your heart as well. Start today. Your heart will thank you tomorrow.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. According to Kansas MesoNet, our current soil temperatures are running in the mid to upper 30s across northwest and west central Kansas, with upper 30s to low 40s across the central and eastern part of the state. We have a trough of low pressure moving out this morning. Cooler air is coming in behind it. Cloud cover has helped temperatures stay above freezing in most locations here this morning, with highs back in the 40s today, lows in the 20s and 30s. Another cold front arrives tomorrow that will bring with it a band of light snow in north-central Kansas exiting on Friday morning, a rain-snow mix to the south, and a warming trend coming up late in the weekend and early next week. In northwestern Kansas today, sunny, breezy, certainly cooler with a high temperature in the upper 40s. North-central Kansas, partly cloudy with a high 48. And in northeastern Kansas, today cooler and breezy with a high 48. Partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s in southwestern Kansas. Sunny with a high 55 in the south-central part of the state. Sunny and cooler with 55 in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you for that check of the weather. It appears a greater price correction is taking place in the livestock complex, fueled by the potential for lower cash cattle trade this week. Strong buying interest was uncovered in hog futures, with April contracts leading the way. The decline in hog weights and possible tighter supply provided support. With a look at the grains, corn futures are lower this morning, with futures anticipating the 24-25 balance sheets that will be released by the USDA. As far as soybeans are concerned, they are also lower, as Wednesday's early attempt to hold support at 1179 failed late in the session, and futures contracted more sharply by Wednesday's close. Wheat futures are lower again this morning after new contract lows were made Wednesday in Kansas City and Chicago wheat. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.